I love The Sims.
Sure, yep, same.
I didn't know how else to start this other than just saying, I love The Sims.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that wasn't clear by the sheer amount of time we spent playing it today.
That is true. But every time I play Sims, I end up playing it for at least 5 hours, somewhere around there. Wow. Unless I'm very adamant about, like, I need to turn this off and go do something else.
Oh, yeah, I usually play it for between an hour to, like, 3 hours. Because I feel like I always run out of time. Because I'm either at work and I have to go do something, or I'm home and I want to go to bed.
I mean, fair. I always just end up doing... I end up doing that too, but it's usually like I'm playing it and then I'll be like, oh god, what time is it? And I'll be like, midnight, and I'm like, fuck, I meant to go to sleep two hours ago.
Well, that's usually the nights I end up staying up later, usually the nights I'm playing The Sims. But I don't even open the game if I don't have at least, like, an hour to play, because I know once I open it, like, it's gonna be a minute.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm not usually someone who has to sit down and play for, like, 9 hours, but, like, if I can't play for, like, less than an hour because I just lose track of time.
Yeah.
Like, not much you can do in less than an hour, I feel like.
It's true. I always lose track of time in there, especially because, like, it takes so long to get things done.
Right.
I mean, today we were like, oh, well, we were supposedly, we were going to watch gay things for Pride Month.
We watched maybe 30 seconds of something?
No, it was like two minutes.
Was it?
I think it was like a solid minute and a half.
I don't remember any of it.
I think it was a solid minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, and then immediately we started talking about something else, and then I was just like, wait, pause that. And then we were talking for a while, and then we just started playing Sims.
Yeah. And then at that point, we were like, well, you know, some days you're just meant to play The Sims.
Yeah.
Instead of watch the things you're supposed to.
It's true. And this weekend, they put all of it, they had the whole library on sale, so I was just like, I have to buy stuff, because yeah. I've been...
You got, like, what, 4 packs?
Yeah, because I got Strangerville and Get Famous, because those are the ones I wanted the most.
Yeah, those are great. I'm a huge fan.
And then I got, what's the other one I got? I got Seasons.
You got Get to Work.
Get to Work and the Jungle Adventure. Yeah. Mainly just because those look like fun. And you told me that one has aliens and...
Get to Work has aliens, yeah.
Yeah. And then Seasons, literally the seasons happen.
Oh, one of my Sims and a rant, like it was one of my, it was the Sim I made to play the Get Famous game. She got abducted by aliens.
God.
Like, I turned away for, I think I was looking at something else for, like, maybe 10 seconds, and I look back, and I didn't see her, so I, like, you know how you double-click on their picture, and they'll snap to wherever they are?
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and nothing happened, and I'm like, and I hovered over the activity, and it was, like, abducted by aliens, and I'm like, okay, for how long?
How long is she gonna be gone?
So, like... Probably less than a minute later, she showed back up, and she was, like, dazed for a while, because, you know, she got abducted.
Mm-hmm.
But then she was fine for a while.
And then she
every
had PTSD.
Now and then, she gets, like, she'll have a moment where she does a weird thing with her head, but then it, like, goes away.
That's weird.
And I haven't played with her recently, so I don't know what happened exactly there. I haven't played, that's the only interaction I've had with the aliens so far, so I don't know if it has lasting things, or if it's just one of those things where it happens once, and, like, your sim might, like, do a little weird thing once in a while.
Yeah, I have a similar issue, but usually what happens to me is a sim will be dying and I don't realize it. I'm just like, why am I paying attention to this random person?
Like, I feel like your sims die more often than the average.
What, mine in particular?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. They just be randomly dying because I'm like, I was at the gym one day and then all of a sudden I was outside and I'm just like, why am I outside? My sim is still inside. And some random sim was just dying outside of the gym. Why? I don't even know why.
Maybe from, like, exhaustion? Because that's actually one of the easiest ways to kill an elder is you just make them work out or woohoo and they die from exhaustion.
Amazing.
That's one of the reasons elders suck to play with, because there's nothing more you can do with them, there's just less, because they'll just die if you work them too hard.
I mean, that used to be my favorite part of Sims, is just creative ways of killing them, yeah. Which is what I was doing on my console.
It's a shame that the whole removing the pool ladder thing doesn't work anymore.
Ugh,
they can
I know.
Just climb out now.
I know. I don't even think they have pool ladders anymore.
Yeah,
I think
you have to make a fence around the pool. They do have pool ladders.
Oh, okay.
But you have to make a fence around the pool. That way they can't climb out.
Oh, see, I don't even do that. I just go directly to locking them in a room with no walls. Or right. with no doors.
But if you want some variety and, like, ways of killing them, and you feel like drowning that day,
well, I keep trying to, like, set them on fire or get them to set themselves on fire, but they're, like, weirdly precautious about that.
Get laundry day stuff and then don't clean out the lint screen thing.
Just... They're in locked inside of a laundromat with no wall, with no doors.
I watched someone on YouTube do, he did a video where he tried to do every single kind of death in The Sims. Like, every single one. And the death by fire, he's like, oh, I think the easiest way, we'll do it with laundry day. So he's, like, doing all this laundry, and then he's like, I could have just made a grilled cheese or something. Because, like, he, at this point, had done, like, 4 loads of laundry, and it still wasn't catching on fire. And then he went to a stove, made a grilled cheese, and caught on fire immediately. He's like, well, that would have been faster.
I love that, like, when they don't know how to do, like, random little tasks, that's what happens. It's like, oh, now they're gonna die.
Basically, yeah. And it's funny because with some Sims, like, oh, they get struck by lightning. It's like, oh, it's fine. They're just a little dazed. Just don't let it happen again. But, like, oh, if they make a salad, they might catch on fire. Like,
yeah, see, that's why I downloaded all the, that's why I have all the mods and stuff on there. Like, I have one that's, like, I think it's, like, torture your Sim or something.
Oh, my God.
So I think one of them in there is, like, you can have them be struck by lightning. And I'm like, that seems
fun. Well, something you can do with seasons. Because if they got in thunderstorms, they can get struck by lightning. I've had them get struck by lightning before.
Yeah. Ironically enough, one of my, when I was playing today, one of the daughters for my family that I was playing with, she was outside. For some reason, I put, like, the pod bed. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I put that pod bed, like, outside because I was just like, eh, there's space there for it. So I put it outside, like, on the lawn, and I was just like, that'll be funny. And it was raining all day, and it malfunctioned. So it was, like, broken, and the daughter was outside trying to fix it. And for some reason, did not get struck by lightning. But was
That's
in the
really
rain
impressive.
The whole time.
Yeah, because, like, if it's thundering, honestly, the thing about seasons is that I think you might enjoy is that it adds a lot more ways to die, including struck by lightning, dying from heat, and then also dying from the cold.
I need a hurricane, like, hurricane or a tornado function.
That'd be so much fun. Like, a natural disaster.
This is like, tsunami!
Oh my God, what's the, is the tsunami the one where it's, like, the big wave?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be so funny. Maybe Island Living will give that to us.
Oh, one can only hope. I'm so excited for Island Living, but I'm also more, like, equally, if not more so, excited for Realm of Magic. Because love magic.
I'm here for the more, like, magic supernatural stuff. Because, like, yeah, real life simulation is fun and all. But, like, I want weird stuff, too. That's why I love Strangerville, because I'm like, yes, this is the weird stuff.
Yeah.
I want that.
Exactly. I mean, I do have like, a mod right now. I think it's a mod of a lot, and it's the Upside Down, so I can actually make the Upside Down.
Oh, my God. Well, like, I was telling you how, like, I feel like so many mods and stuff people make are, like, just trying to make it more realistic. Which, like, some things I get in terms of, like, maybe the way they might, are the way Sims might be motivated or the way they act to make it more like real people.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, there's stuff like the one where it's, like, the mod I saw that just makes male pregnancy way more difficult.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, well, realistically, it's, like, a scientific, I interpret it as, like, a scientific procedure that's really uncomfortable and expensive and difficult to do. And like, they have, like, Crohn's disease mods and stuff. And I'm like, that's so much. I'm like, I'm one of those people that I'm like, most of the traits I pick are the ones that are going to make my life the easiest when it comes to caring for my Sims.
Oh, I do the exact opposite. I try and give them the traits that'll make them the most interesting.
I do that sometimes. It just depends on my mood. Like, if I'm trying to make my Sim, like, a career Sim, and I'm trying to get them to the top of their career, I just want them to be easy, you know? Like, yeah. I don't want to have to deal with them going on tantrums. I have made chaotic Sims before, though, and just giving them traits that are going to... Kleptomaniac is actually one of my favorite traits.
What's funny is they get sad when they don't steal.
I know. I think it's so funny. They're just like, I haven't stolen anything in a while. I'm like, all right, go steal that lamp at this restaurant. They're like, yes.
That happened with one of my, like, one of my daughters for my original family that I started with. He, his daughter, she was a kleptomaniac, mm-hmm. and I don't even know, she died somehow, but I don't even know how she died. Like, I wasn't paying attention, and I looked away for a split second, and then she was dead, and then everyone was like, oh, I'm so sad that my sister's dead, and I'm just like, what the fuck happened?
Jesus. It really be like that, though. Like, Sims, I feel like, is one of those things where it's like, you can play for hours and nothing will really happen, and then, like, you look away for 5 seconds and someone's dead.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, sure.
That was, like, when I thought I paused the game earlier, and one of my Sims shot a paparazzi.
Yeah.
I was just like, damn it, I missed it. But I did see the other deaths. So I saw someone
getting... You had a few of them.
There were four. No, wait. No, there wasn't four. There was definitely more than that. Oh, no, there was only four. Because the other two cops, I didn't kill them. They just left. They tried to arrest me. I escaped. And I don't know how I escaped, because they tried to just, like, fly. They tried to arrest me and then fly away. And then I said, they were like, gonna take you to jail. And I said, no. Like, I canceled the action. And then all of a sudden, they crashed. Like, they hit the ground like they had crashed. And then all of a sudden, there was a flaming tire that came out of nowhere. I'm like, what happened?
My God.
It's so weird. But, yeah, I definitely killed two paparazzi. Because in my new family, because I'm trying to do the 100 baby challenge, because it's, like, honestly one of my favorite things. That and breed out the ugly. But, oh, my God. Yeah, like, two of them are serial killers now, apparently, because I had them kill paparazzi and then cops. But they seem to be, like, happy about it. They're like, oh, feel so much better. Because I had the one girl kill, when I had her, like, stab a paparazzi, she was just, like, immediately super happy. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, don't one of your Sims have the serial killer trait or something?
Okay, the thing is I think once I made them do that, they became serial killers.
Okay.
Which, gotcha. I guess, sure, but I mean...
I mean, The Sims might just, like, have that as a thing, or it's, like, part of a mod, I don't know.
It might be part of the mod, I wouldn't be surprised, but it's pretty... I mean,
yeah, because serial funny. Killer seems a little dark for, like, Sims game, yeah. But I can imagine them doing something like that, but I don't think they'd use those exact words.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
I mean, I can't wait to test them out later. I might move them out into their own house and turn them into just a serial killer duo.
Oh, my God.
Just working their way through the neighborhoods.
The kill all the townies challenge.
Travel from each house to travel from house to house, murdering all of the Sims.
All the townies.
That's what I'll do when I'm just like, you know what, I'm gonna start over with this town. I'm just gonna bring my serial killer in.
Yeah, just create a new save game and just do it there.
I could. I totally forgot about that. I only saved, like, one game.
I didn't realize it was a thing for a while, and then now I just have a bunch of save games that I don't really know the difference between.
Yeah, I...
So, like, it really sucks sometimes if I'm trying to find a build that I didn't make in the past few months, because it's, like, just playing a game of going through, like, 8 different save games, half of which there's nothing happening in them. They're just there because I don't... Sometimes I just do new game by accident. Because I think, actually, when I first downloaded The Sims, I don't know if they... I feel like there were... I didn't have the new game button or something like that.
Weird.
Like, it showed up, or that, or, like, the options just showed up differently. I could be wrong, though. I don't really remember.
Hmm.
It's been a minute. Because I think I bought The Sims, like, right around the time Cats and Dogs came out.
Ah.
Because I got it on Black Friday for $5.99.
What, this past Black Friday, or just a Black
no,
Friday?
No, no, no. I got a Black Friday.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm like, you've had to have had it longer than that.
No, because I remember Cats and Dogs came out, and I'm like, oh, cool, they have pets, now I really got to get the game. And so I bought it that Black Friday, but I didn't get Cats and Dogs because it was still expensive, and I wasn't going to pay $40 for that when I only paid $6 for the game. I did buy Cats and Dogs eventually once it went on sale, though.
Yeah, I think Cats and Dogs was, like, the base game in Cats and Dogs this Black Friday was, like, $10 or something, because I remember a friend of ours got it. I ended up getting the one that's the base game and, what is it? Party Deluxe or something like that? But it was for console, so, I mean,
I was playing
it on my console.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure I got it 3 years ago. It was when I lived, like, I remember which place I lived in. Mm. And it was 2 apartments ago.
Ah.
So, because I remember I built that apartment in The Sims. And I still have that save game somewhere. And I created all my roommates.
Love that.
They are honestly scarily alike. Not physically, but in the way they behave. Because I remember there was one time two of them were tired. And so instead of going to bed, they just kept making coffee. And I'm like, that really is how we lived.
Yeah,
if only we had a bar, because then everyone could also be drinking constantly.
Yeah, I, like, I made us and, like, other people from our friend group and put them in a house, and I haven't played with that specific house yet.
Please do. I want to see what I would do.
Well, now that I have the other things, I can have us do, like, more fun shit, like, explore and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, maybe even take a trip to the jungle.
We all go to Jungle Adventure, see who survives.
We all just move to the jungle.
It's actually just an episode of Survivor.
I was gonna say, I'm like, that's what I do. I actually just take everyone, change their outfits, and now we're just in an episode of Survivor.
I love it. Oh, if you could combine Jungle Adventure and the new Island Living to make Survivor.
I would love that.
That'd be so great. But I think Island Living is gonna be less of a murder thing and more of a vacation / conservation thing. Because apparently, rumor is there's gonna be a conservation career.
Yeah. So they added a new career so you can actually preserve the environment. And if the more that you clean up and take care of the environment, the more lush and beautiful it'll become and stuff like that.
It's a nice touch. I like it. Oh, gosh. He's dying.
No, what's funny is I was just about to say, I'm like, well, what I'm going to probably end up doing is I'm going to have a group of people take care of the island, but then I'm going to have, like, you know, two people just go around killing people. It'll just be dead people on the beach. It'll be Club Dread.
Oh, my God.
I never even saw that movie. I don't even know why I reference it like that. Like, I've seen it. There are a couple. There's, like, I think it's Club Dread or maybe another one that I'm like, we should definitely watch. It's, like, an island movie, but it's, like, a horror comedy. I don't know. I've been meaning to watch it. It's been on my list for, like, literally years. Mm-hmm. But that's not about Sims. But that's what I'm going to turn my Sims game into. I mean, I love doing shit like that.
Yeah.
I just can't wait until I remember what our Twitch thing is.
Please do.
How to use it.
Because we need to start doing Twitch streaming.
Yeah, where we're just fucking playing Sims.
Sims and Monster Prom.
Oh, yes. Love that.
Do I have any other games? I have The Sims 3, so we can also play that.
I mean, I do have... I have... Well,
the graphics are pretty awful, though.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I do have other games, but they're, like, not... They're, like, on console and stuff.
Can you stream to 10 Dogs on Twitch? I have a DS Lite.
We can just talk about it. Like, I could play Pokemon while talking.
Oh, my God.
Love that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those are the only games I have, though. Like, PC games.
Yeah,
some PlayStation 2 games, if you want to play those.
I also have PlayStation 2 games, but I have so many PS4 games, and there are literally, like, 3 or 4 that I own that I have not even played yet.
I can't believe we're a gaming podcast now.
Yeah, and then I constantly talk about how I don't play any of my games, but play Sims all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's really what it is. And I'm like, I don't know if it's the convenience of, like, it being on my computer, but really I think what it is, like...
I think The Sims is just fun.
Yeah, but I never use my computer to actually watch TV.
Oh, I see.
So I think that's what it is. It's like, because I use my PlayStation to watch TV, I always watch TV that way, and then I'll be, like, on my computer playing the game.
See, I don't watch a lot of stuff when I play The Sims, because I find I don't multitask very well when I play The Sims. So the only stuff I'll watch are things that are very, like, background kind of stuff.
Oh,
like,
that's
I might have, like, House Hunters on in the background or something like that.
Oh, I usually put on stuff I've already seen or something that I'm, like...
Yeah, like,
I know watches. It doesn't require a lot of mental capacity.
Right. I do think I've watched Riverdale while...
You know we'll what? That's a good one. That'll probably help you get through season three.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't plan on sitting and giving season three my full attention. I'm going to be having it on while I'm doing other things.
I mean, the only fun aspect is the fact that
I did season two, so.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, season three is just worse. I'm very curious to see that musical episode, though.
Ugh. Love it. I love the fact that not only does Riverdale continue to do musical episodes, that everyone hates them.
Yeah, yeah.
But me. I find them hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? For one, it's like
They're not good.
Yeah, they're not good. But they're also just like very par the, like, whatever the fuck's going on. You're just like, this is nothing to do with anything.
No.
But it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here for it. I love a good random musical episode. Oh, yeah. I heard Supernatural had a musical episode. I kind of want to catch up just to watch it, but I might just go and watch that episode by itself and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't really be missing anything. I'm like, from what I remember, I don't remember it being, like, super tied into what was going on that particular season.
Mm-hmm.
It really just kind of, like, rehashed a lot of, like, old stuff. And if you said you've seen up to season 9.
Yeah, I've seen through season 9.
Yeah, like,
I stopped when season 10 came out.
Oh, yeah. So, like, basically all the stuff in there, all the information in there, you probably already know.
Great.
There might be, like, a few things that are, like, outliers, and you're like, you're not going to be missing anything.
I love that the last few episodes we've recorded have all eventually gone into, like, talking about CW shows.
Yeah. You know, we can't stay away from the CW.
It's true.
It turns out that we're actually the CW's biggest fans.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Honestly, I could, because I feel like when it comes to...
Believe?
I could not believe. I want to believe. No, it's really funny, because I'm, like, literally all the time I think about, like, when it comes to the main networks... The shows that I watch the most are from the CW.
That's a fair assessment. I think I probably watch less, but I do watch NBC stuff. Actually, lately I've been watching a lot of Netflix originals and Hulu originals. Because Handmaids is on now.
Hey.
And I also watched Rami recently.
Oh, I still haven't finished that. I think I'm like halfway through, maybe. I'm very indifferent on how I feel about it.
I like it.
It reminds me of Master of None.
Yeah, it reminds me of that a lot. Like, a very similar vibe to me.
Sorry, I think I might have eaten some of my Carmex by accident. And I'm very disgusted because it's so gross.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it really reminds me of Master of None. I'd say, if I had to choose, I do think I like Master of None better a little bit. But I think it's also because Rami as a character got kind of annoying after a while. And I don't think, like, it was necessarily, like, bad character writing. I think it was just, like, I think that was kind of, like, I don't think he's supposed to be a hero, you know?
Yeah. But you kind of have to make them, you kind of have to make them someone you want to root for. Yeah. Because I think if you follow a main character who you don't really, like, you don't really empathize with or identify with or, like... stuff like that, it makes it hard to continue watching.
Right. I think I was on board until they did the episode about his mom and the episode about his sister, and then I'm like, oh, whatever, I don't care about him anymore. I'm like, I want a show about his family members.
Yeah, because I've always thought his sister was super interesting, and you only see her, like, a little bit in the first two episodes.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, his mom, even, like, the episode about his mom was really good.
I guess I'm gonna have to go back and finish watching it now.
Yeah, when's the last episode you watched? Did you get to those two episodes?
Because
they're back-to-back.
Oh, no, I haven't gotten to them yet. So, okay, I think the last one I watched was...
They're the best episodes in the series.
Okay, yeah, I think the last one I watched was episode 4.
And then when you get to those, you only have 3 left, so...
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm, like, right before that, because I'm, like, I think I might be right at episode 5.
Then, yeah, because I want to say those are 6 and 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And also the last two episodes, in my opinion, are very satisfying if you're getting kind of frustrated with Rami as a character, because he gets a little bit of karma there for a minute.
Ah, love that. I just love the fact that...
Or, like, the world just really telling him to be like, bro, calm down.
I love the fact that they were, like, trying to call him out on his hypocrisy. He's all like,
they really do that in the last few episodes.
He's like, I don't drink or do drugs. They're like, okay, but you have premarital sex and do these other things. So. Right.
Yeah. And
it wasn't that. I think it was he drank. No, he doesn't drink. What was it that he did? Was it drugs? No, maybe it was on one episode he did drugs.
Yeah.
Because they were like, you're a hypocrite. And I think that was the last episode I saw. It was the one decided to randomly do pot.
Yeah.
Pot. I sound like a 40, not even a 40-year-old woman. Do I sound like pot. A 60-year-old woman.
Do the pot.
Pot? The old my pot. God.
Yeah, but no, the last few episodes are really, because, like I said, like, him being like that, I really do feel like isn't, like, they're trying to say that's a good thing, this show, because I think especially the last few episodes are really, like, okay, I mean, Rami thinks this, but then, like, here's kind of the reality of the situation, and this is, you know, the reality of the situation kind of hitting him a little bit. Yeah. So it's a little more satisfying, but.
You know what would have been a little bit more satisfying is if his character were queer. Because I feel like there's not a lot of queer Muslim representation on television.
No.
There's, like,
no. But I think it's because it's so, like, it's very autobiographical.
Yeah.
And the creator / actor isn't queer, so I think then it just wouldn't have been as genuine.
Yeah.
So I get why it wasn't. Just, like, in theory, though, if they were going to do a similar story.
Yeah.
It'd be really great to get a, like, queer Muslim representation, though.
Yeah, I guess I just have to go watch that show. Was it The Bold Type?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the female character on there, I think the girl she's dating is Muslim.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember, because I think, like, there are several scenes. I haven't seen the show. I've only seen it in GIF form. So yeah. I remember there were several episodes where, or several GIFs I'd seen where she was wearing a hijab, and then there was one where she wasn't or something. I don't know.
I know about it because one of my roommates watched it and loves it because it's about girls in New York.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard nothing but good things about it. I just haven't watched it.
Yeah, same.
But I'm not the demographic, so.
Yeah. Fair point.
But anyway.
The Sims.
I know. I'm like, I don't really have much more to say about The Sims. I mean, other than next time we probably talk about it, we'll just probably be playing.
Yeah. I'm so hyped for Island Living.
Yeah. I think, Nick, like, whenever we decide to, like, play, we should just, like, create a thing or create some people and then just go on and do that.
Yeah.
I think that would be fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like we'll have to use mine because I have the most created, like, the most CC content. Although.
You do. You definitely have the most CC by so much.
I can't stop myself. I have
the most packs, though.
That's true.
I have the most official content.
But who's going to get stabbed?
Oh, God. Sims releases a murder pack.
No, that's what the mods are for.
Yeah, truly.
I can't wait. There's.
I was really sad. I saw I saw some very interesting mods today, like mod traits today. But I didn't have the packs that would support them, so I was kind of mad.
Yeah, I realized that after I downloaded some of the packs, that some of the traits that I had have popped up because before I didn't have the fucking things for it to fill it in.
Yeah.
Now I can do that, although I still haven't. I still haven't installed the trait for a Simstagram baddie.
Oh, no. What are you going to do, Chad?
Well, I'll do it when I go back to the Hollywood area.
Oh, boy.
Because I do still need to play with those people.
Well, yeah, you can get famous now just by using social media and stuff, so.
Yeah, which is what I had to do with my other family. Like, one of them was one's a king, and then the other, like, his son's a prince.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, you're a global superstar, but you're, like, losing notoriety because you haven't been, like, doing stuff. Yeah. I'm like, I'm at my house doing things. I'm busy.
Yeah. Well, you should try the YouTube career thing. That can be pretty chaotic because you can do, like, angry vlogs and stuff and then post them.
Oh, love that.
And you, like, check the trends and things like that. It does get a little repetitive after a while, but you actually make money really quick, so.
Hmm.
It's a great, like, when I did that, my sim who was doing YouTube was making way more money than my actress sim who was technically more famous.
You know, I believe that, because I feel like that's reality. And if only we could figure out how to apply that to our real lives.
Yeah.
But, you know, here we are, just playing Sims instead.
I see you touching my plant.
I am touching the plant.
She's usually hanging up. My laundry's there right now.
Well, I guess that's all, listeners. Tune in next time. I don't know what we're going to be doing.
Hopefully Twitch streaming.
I really never know what we're going to be doing. It's really like, you text me, you're just like, hey, are we getting together? And I'm like, yeah. And then I figure out what we're doing then. Sometimes I do it beforehand. Sometimes it's very fly by the seat of my pants.
Or we do something, and then instead we do something completely different, like today.
Yeah. I mean, it's the luck of the draw. That's life.
Do-do-do-do.
Well, anyway, thanks for listening. Gucci!
Gucci!